Hello and welcome to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Today I'm going to look at four different tiers of current head coaches across the National Football League, explain why we're doing that in just a moment. Give me a quick moment to talk about Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean many things. It can cover divorce. It can cover child support adjustment. It can cover post-judgment. If you have a legal need, there is a chance that a full-service law firm like Brandon Legal Group can assist you. To find out, it costs you nothing. Reach out for a free consultation at 844-4BLG-4ME or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm, servicing the greater Tampa Bay area and multi-year supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour Championship at Plantation Palms on the first Saturday of April. Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford in Tampa Bay, mile north of Raymond James Stadium. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, it can be a new Ford. It can be a pre-owned Ford. It can be a pre-owned make and model that is on the Bill Curry Ford lot that is not necessarily manufactured by Ford. I went through the car buying experience almost a year and a half ago, and I sat down across the desk from General Manager Sean Sullivan, who has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. And Sean Sullivan knows how to move inventory. Did it with me. I recommend it. I had a trade. He took that, and I drove away with a pre-owned 2018 Ford Escape with 40,000 miles on it. And I look back at that process and everything that has happened since, and I highly recommend the experience to you. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. To get in front of Sean Sullivan about a new or pre-owned vehicle, you call and ask for my friend Grace Thomas. You tell her you're a listener of mine and you want to buy a car directly from Sean Sullivan, just like I did. And Grace Thomas can get you in front of Sean Sullivan to get that done. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Unless you want golf information, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com is specifically where you go to ask about Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, which are open to the public, male, female, all ages. No, we do not use handicaps. I have enough checks and balances in my formats and what I do to create competition and keep everybody happy and give you a great day on the golf course. I'm waiting until some more free agent or trade dominoes fall to review some things that are happening involving players in the National Football League. So I'm buying a little time there, because that's still a process. We're recording this as of Wednesday morning this week. So instead, since all the head coaches are in place, and this is always a fun topic for you and me, instead of ranking them 1 through 32, I thought I'd do something different. I'll do tiers. Now, those of you that play DraftKings know about playing tiers. And I think tiers are appropriate because, to me, there are different tiers of teams in the National Football League. There's a Super Bowl contending tier. There's a playoff contending tier. There's an average tier. And then there's a you suck tier. So that's four. So I'm going to do four tiers. We'll just call them Group A, Group B, Group C, Group D, of head coaches currently employed by a National Football League team. Hang on, let me turn my phone off. Oh, I guess I did turn my phone off. Good. Let's go in inverse order. We'll finish with the best. Group D, and to me this is pretty simple. So each tier has eight. And because of that, I had to move some around, up or down. But we'll go eight per tier for the 32-team National Football League. Group D, the worst group, Indy, Houston, Las Vegas, Chicago, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, New Orleans, Arizona. Instead of speaking about each specifically, think about this group. This group includes all new head coaches who have never been a head coach before, so they have something to prove. It also includes current head coaches who have been head coaches for at least a year or more or multiple teams and have never won a playoff game as a head coach. So group D to me is easy. Lowest group, these eight: Colts, Texans, Las Vegas, Chicago, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, New Orleans, Arizona. All right, let's move to group C. So the next step up, there's some coaches in this group that I like, but there's a reason I can't put them higher, because they haven't earned it yet. So group C, here are the teams, and then we'll go by the names. Group C: Miami, the New York Jets, Cleveland, LA Chargers — I still see LAC and I want to say LA Clippers — Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota, Carolina. Now, yes, Carolina just hired Frank Reich, but Frank Reich has been a head coach previously. Can't say that about the Indy coach. Can't say that about the Houston coach. Can't say that about the Arizona coach. Frank Reich has gotten to the playoffs previously as a head coach. Didn't win playoff games, but certainly fared better than, say, Bowles did with the Bucks. And of that group D tier, he is the only head coach who has gotten to a playoff game. And fair to say, Tom Brady got him that. He didn't earn it. So yeah, I'll put Frank Reich up in group C. Then you have the Vikings head coach, KOC, off 1 year. And they were very good, and they lost in their first round playoff game. And I'm going to mention the coach he lost to in the next group. Green Bay, LaFleur. Let's see how he does without Rodgers, right? He's been good, but they also lost an NFC title game at home a couple of years ago. Detroit. Yeah, Campbell does some good things. But as I say about Detroit, the higher stakes the games are, the less likely Detroit is to come through. I don't like the Chargers head coach, but I can't put him in group D. He's not with them, but he's just above them. And I still think they should have fired him to hire Sean Payton. I've liked Kevin Stefanski. He has to win now. He's had two franchise quarterbacks to coach. Didn't work with Mayfield. Did win a playoff game with Mayfield. Then they got off him. And whether he wanted it or not, he has Deshaun Watson, and he now has him for a full season this year. Stefanski really does like to run the ball. It's a throwback. I admire it. But yeah, to me, he's group C. He doesn't belong in group D, but I can't put him in group B. Saleh and McDaniel with Jets and Dolphins did some good things year one. Didn't win playoff games. McDaniel made a playoff game, showed in that playoff game. Jets, presumably a quarterback away. We'll see. So that's group C. Group B: Buffalo, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, and then every team in the NFC East. McDermott is group B because the Bills are moving in the wrong direction, and I wonder if McDermott's best opportunity was in the previous three years rather than going forward. There's starting to be this sense that the Bills may need someone else. McDermott is a very good head coach, but he's the only head coach with a defensive background who's made a conference title game the last 3 years. That may be holding the Bills back. Tennessee, Vrabel. They've done the same. Get to the conference title game. They've been sliding ever since. Coach with a defensive background. Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin, coach with a defensive background. Tomlin is amazing how he gets more from less. The problems are, at a higher level than, say, Dan Campbell and the Lions, and Tomlin has done this for a long time. In the bigger games, the Steelers seem to come up short. But I think he's Group B. It's a Super Bowl winning head coach. It's been a while. But you need to win and just be in contention for a playoff spot. Mike Tomlin's your guy. Doesn't matter who's on the roster. Jacksonville, look what Doug Peterson did. Not only did he clean up the Urban Meyer mess, he made sure Trevor Lawrence wasn't ruined. Jags win a playoff game despite being down 27-0. Peterson won a Super Bowl 5 years before that. Yeah, he's in Group B. And then every coach in the NFC East, every one of them, three of them made the playoffs, and Washington was close. Ron Rivera. I've talked about how Ron Rivera is the reason the Bears went to Super Bowl 41, not loser Lovie Smith. And Rivera has had a winning record as an assistant or a head coach since then. He has gone to Super Bowl 50 with the Carolina Panthers. Dable, first year with the Giants. Pretty good. Yeah. Made the playoffs. Won a playoff game. They kept Daniel Jones. Probably outbid themselves. Kept Saquon Barkley. I think that's more important. Now he gets another offseason to add more, to win more. Dallas, Mike McCarthy. Went on the road, won a playoff game. Granted, lost to the 49ers 2 years in a row. I think that the Cowboys will probably lose to the Niners 3 straight years in the playoffs. That's the way this is trending. But McCarthy has won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been to a Super Bowl since winning one with Mike McCarthy. He ran McCarthy off, hasn't gotten back to a Super Bowl. McCarthy will now call plays in Dallas. So, yeah, I think he's Group B. He's been winning a lot of games with the Cowboys, just not winning a lot of playoff games. But he has in the past. And the Philadelphia Eagles can't ignore what Nick Sirianni did. Granted, he'll be without both coordinators and some key pieces on both sides of the ball going forward. We know Miles Sanders will not be back. We know Darius Slay will not be back on the Eagles and others. But yeah, Sirianni has certainly earned it, getting to a Super Bowl very early in his head coaching career. What, second year? And he gets the Eagles to a Super Bowl. So that's Group B to me. Group A. So here are the eight that I think are the best. Belichick. John Harbaugh. Zach Taylor. Andy Reid. Sean Payton. Granted, with a new team for the first time. It's always been the Saints as a head coach. McVay. I know everything crumbled. Worst defense of a Super Bowl ever with the Rams last year. But McVay is still the man. McVay just got Baker Mayfield paid. Unfortunately, McVay will now not be the voice in Baker Mayfield's head when Baker Mayfield is trying to quarterback the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Baker will regress back to the mean. Kyle Shanahan, you betcha, and another defensive-minded head coach in Pete Carroll based on his Super Bowl history and how the Seahawks were coached up and better, seemingly without Russell Wilson, or just still good. Remember, they were supposed to bottom out when they broke up the Legion of Boom. They didn't. They were supposed to bottom out when they traded Russell Wilson. They didn't. Pete Carroll gets a lot of credit for that. So to me, that's the Group A tier of head coaches right now. New England, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Denver, the Rams, San Francisco, and Seattle. And of course, McVay did win a Super Bowl just a couple of years ago. All right, so there are my tiers. Feel free to offer some commentary at right.todd@yahoo.com. And then once a few more dominoes fall or trades are made, we will offer some personnel reviews of some things that have happened or are about to happen or still yet to happen with players in the NFL. That's the Todd Wright Toddcast presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Thanks for listening.